go back to the same scripture we used last Sunday evening, in the 14th chapter of Mark's Gospel, beginning at verse 32. They came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And took Peter, James, and John with him, and he began to be troubled and deeply distressed. And he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch." And he went a little further, fell on the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away and prayed and spoke the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time and said to them, "Sleep on now. Take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed in the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. See, he who betrays me is at hand." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, those of you that were here last week, we focused on Jesus in the garden. And for me, at least, it was truly holy ground. To see the agony of our Lord there in the garden. But I want us to come tonight to consider the disciples. Jesus, you remember, left 8 of the disciples on the edge of the garden with the instruction to sit here while I pray. Then he took Peter, James, and John and on into the garden. And now we find Jesus struggling with what he sees coming, and he instructs the 3 to stay here and watch. It seems that Jesus asked little of the disciples. He just wanted them to stay awake as he prayed. In the upper room, you remember, Peter had been so outspoken as he said, "Even if all may stumble, yet I will not." And again he said, "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." And you remember all the rest of the disciples said this also. Not just Peter, all of them. Early in Mark, the 10th chapter, James and John had said they were able to drink the cup that Jesus had to drink and to be baptized with the baptism he was baptized with. These men, the 11 that were there, they were people who believed in Jesus and they believed in themselves. Perhaps they believed too little in Jesus and too much in themselves. After Jesus went away and prayed and returned, he found them asleep. They had promised so much, they delivered so little. Jesus asked him only to stay awake as he prayed, but they go asleep. Interestingly enough, Jesus did not scold them for their failures. He does not mock them for presuming they can bear the sort of suffering that he must bear. He rebukes them gently. Jesus sounds almost sorrowful, more sorrowful than angry. He said, "Simon, are you sleeping? Weren't you strong enough to watch 1 hour? It seems that Jesus' sympathy is with the disciples, even that, although at that moment he so desperately needed their support. Listen once again as he says, "Watch and pray. Watch and pray that you might not come to the test. The spirit is eager, but the flesh is weak." I want us to look at this a little bit more tonight. Watch. Stay awake. And pray. If we would live victorious Christian lives, both of these elements are essential. We need to stay alert, aware, awake, aware of the evil that's around us. Someone has well said, the soldier must not sleep on sentry duty. The priests in the temple were counted guilty of sin if they failed to keep watch through the night hours. But the disciple is under more serious discipline. He must keep integrity of soul and fidelity to the comradeship, or the foe may at any moment take him unawares. The terrible undertone of the Gethsemane is Jesus' sense of the evil's impelling threat. This hideous demonic assault on the human soul. It comes deathly like a lion couching for the spring upon a man sleeping by a dying campfire. It comes whence we least expect and breaks us as a wind comes from an unwanted quarter will break a tree that has stood many storms. It comes with sinister intent and sears the spirit. Why did we not fear the threat to the soul? Watch. Stay awake. Be alert. Be aware of what's going on around you. And pray. Pray. All of our human resources, all of our abilities, all of our awareness and alertness are inadequate without prayer. God is our resource. God is the source of our strength. God is the source of our ability to stand. God is our source. It's imperative that we faithfully and regularly are renewed in spirit by earnest prayer. There is no other source. Watch and pray. Lest you enter into temptation or testing. This statement reminds us of the Lord's Prayer, where we are taught to pray, "Lead us not into temptation." The words test and temptation are the same in the Greek. There is no virtue in being tested. We're not to place ourselves into positions where we will be tested or tempted. We're to pray to be led away from the point of testing. Be alert. Watch. Pray. Lest you enter into temptation. And one other word here in verse 38. Jesus said, "The spirit truly is willing, but the flesh is weak." Peter and the other disciples were so sure of themselves. They thought they were so strong. They thought they could pass whatever test was to come upon them. They were sure of it. Their spirits were willing, even eager to face whatever came their way. We know they were willing, but we also know how they failed Jesus. They ran away in fear. And Peter placed himself in a place of danger, and when he was tested, not once, not twice, but three times, he denied even knowing Jesus. And the last time, with cursing and swearing and blasphemy, he said he didn't even know this man. They thought themselves strong. Their spirits were willing. Their flesh was weak. And we, like the disciples, may believe ourselves strong. We may be ready and eager to stand firm in the face of testing. We may sing out with gusto, "Lord, we are able." But when the hour of testing comes, we, like the early disciples, may find ourselves unable to stand the test. For our spirits, too, may be willing, while our bodies are weak. Jesus accepts the genuine nature of our willingness to face testing or suffering for His sake. But He knows, like the disciples, that we are weak and we are not able to face the testing in our own strength. Thus, He tells us to watch and pray. Pray that we not find ourselves in situations where our weakness will call into question our willingness. Pray that when the hour of testing comes, we will have enough of God's grace, enough of God's Spirit, enough of God's power that we will not fail. Watch and pray. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. For the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is Jesus' instructions to the disciples. We do not know if they tried to watch and pray. Mark does tell us that again and again they went to sleep, and when the hour of testing came, they failed. To us, I do believe Jesus is also saying, watch and pray. Be aware, be alert, be in prayer that you fail not. Grow strong in the Lord and let His strength be made perfect in your weakness. Trusting not in your own strength, but in His strength, His power. The words of Paul to the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 6, 10, 13. Let's remember them always. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Stand firm, strong, not in yourself, but in the Lord. Lord Jesus, sometimes we, like the early disciples, promise so much and deliver so little. Help us. Help us to determine even now to watch and pray that we might not fail when the testing time comes. To watch and pray knowing the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. To watch and pray and stand firm in You and in the power of Your might. And we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus.